By the supreme mercy of Srimati Radharani, we have been so graciously allowed to enter into this sacred abode of Ravel. This is the place of the appearance of the most worshipable object of all devotion for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Vrishabhanu Nandini Srimati Radhika Rani. The acharyas of the Gaudiya Sampradaya have taught us that the highest perfection of spiritual consciousness is to be engaged in the service of the maidservants of Srimati Radharani, for it is she who has controlled the heart of Lord Sri Krishna by her infinite love. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur explains in one beautiful poem the glorious position of Srimati Radharani. Krishna, he is the supreme attractor of all living beings. He is Madan Mohan. He can attract our hearts away from all the attractions of Kamadeva or Cupid in this world. But Krishna is always under the control of the beauty, the sweetness, and the love of Srimati Radharani. And sometimes when Lord Sri Krishna beholds the beautiful form of Srimati Radhika, his flute falls from his hands. His crown bedecked with peacock feather falls from his head. The beautiful golden chatter around his shoulders falls to the ground. And yet he has no awareness that this is taking place. And he, Lord Sri Krishna, falls to the ground unconscious upon experiencing the sweetness and the beauty of the love of Sri Radhika Rani. In Brajbhumi, Srimati Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari. She is the queen of Vrindavan. And sometimes, even Lord Sri Krishna, he places his head at her lotus feet just to show the world the supreme position of bhakti in its highest, purest, supremest form. Srimati Radharani is the Padini Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his pleasure potency. Krishna is Rasaraj in his supreme most form of existence. He is simply the enjoyer of everything that exists in the spiritual world. But all the potency in which he enjoys is fully manifested in Srimati Radharani. She is the supreme object of enjoyment for the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. Of Srimati Radharani in her loving exchanges with Lord Sri Krishna. In the eternal abode of Goloka, Radha Krishna are eternally existing in the dham of Braja. But they come to this world simply to reveal their loving pastimes to attract the hearts of all fortunate souls. Haritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharana samstapanara dhaya sambhavami juge juge. In the Gita, Krishna explains that he comes to this world to annihilate the demons, to protect his devotees, and to re-establish the principles of religion. But that is not the business of Govinda, the Adipurusham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Through his various Narayan avatars, he fulfills these purposes. But Krishna, the Lord of Vrindavan, he is not concerned with killing demons or re-establishing the principles of religion or protecting devotees. Through his expansions and manifestations, he can perform this work perfectly. Krishna personally descends into this world simply to display the supreme loving affairs of Vrijbhumi, Vrindavan Dham. And Srimati Radharani, who is the supreme source of all Lakshmis, through her manifestations and expansions as Lakshmi Devi, she bestows good fortune upon all. But Srimati Radharani's only business, her only meditation, is simply the pleasure of Krishna. So Srimati Radharani appeared in this world simply for the purpose of giving everyone, fortunate souls, the opportunity to enter into the lila of Vrindavan, to enter into the loving service in the highest forms of bhakti of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And this place, Ravo, is the sacred land in which Srimati Radhikarani appears in this world. It is explained that Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, they lived in Barasana, but they had no children. And at the same time, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they lived in Nandagaon, but they also had no children. Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Nanda Maharaj were dearmost friends. So they decided to shift their two communities of cowherds close to the bank of Jamuna, because the Jamuna is filled with all auspiciousness. And of course, Nanda and Yashoda had Lord Sri Krishna as their child. And soon after, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, who was living here, he went to the river Jamuna, which at the time was flowing right close to this place. And when he saw in the midst of the Jamuna, there was a beautiful lotus flower, and on the lotus flower was the most perfect object of all beauty in the form of a small infant baby. Her complexion was golden, and it was more brilliant than millions and millions of suns. And Vrishabhanu was wondering how to reach this beautiful lotus flower. At that time, Lord Brahma appeared. And Lord Brahma explained to Vrishabhanuji that in a previous life, you were Suchandra, and your wife Kirtida was Kalavati, and you performed very, very great tapasya, eating only dry leaves and hardly water, for thousands upon thousands of years. And at that time I appeared before you and offered you a benediction, and you desired that the supreme source of Lakshmi, that you could love as your own baby child. So to fulfill your prayer, the Supreme Lakshmi Srimati Radharani has now appeared to be your child. And Vrishabhanu took Srimati Radhika to his home and offered her to Kirtida, his wife. And this child was so beautiful that there were wonderful, wonderful celebrations. Vrishabhanu was giving hundreds and thousands of cows decorated in jewels and gold and silver and charity. And everyone around Brajbhumi, especially this Ravel area, they began singing and dancing, celebrating the birth of this beautiful child. And everyone, upon just seeing her once, their hearts were insatiably attached to her, and they could think of nothing or no one else except her. But for some inconceivable reason, this child would not open her eyes, nor would she acknowledge any sound or make any sound from her mouth. Perhaps she was blind and deaf and dumb. At that time, Narada Muni, he came to Ravaldham because he wanted the darshan of Srimati Radharani, the supremest object of his worship. Vrishabhanu was thinking that my child, as beautiful she is blind. It is inauspicious. But nevertheless, upon Narada's request, he brought the child, and Narada Muni immediately offered his prostrated obeisances. He began to circumambulate this beautiful golden baby. And with tears of love in his eyes, he began to chant and dance the glories of Srimati Radharani. After this, Sri Narada, he explained to Vrishabhanu, you should have big, big celebration. Let everyone know about the birth of this child. And then he went to a place called Narada Kund, which is near Govardhan Hill. And by the blessings of this darshan of Srimati Radharani, he had written the Narada Bhakti Sutras here in Brajbhumi. Meanwhile, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, they came to Ravel along with their little baby, Gopal, in order to behold the beauty of Sri Radharani and offer their congratulations to her fortunate parents. At the time when they were discussing so many wonderful subject matters, little Gopal crawled to the swinging cradle in which Srimati Radharani was sitting. And he, somehow or other, he reached up and he put his beautiful moonlight face right before Srimati Radhika. And at that time, Srimati Radharani opened her beautiful lotus-like eyes because she did not want to see anything in this world except her beloved Shamsundar, Sri Krishna. And then she began to cry in ecstatic love. And when all the Brijabasi saw this wonderful pastime, they all began to celebrate the glories of Srimati Radharani. Sri Radharani ki jai! Srimati Radharani is the reservoir of all bhakti. And it is only by her causeless grace that any true bhakti can enter into our hearts. Srila Prabhupada used to say that Srimati Radharani is so supremely kind and compassionate that whenever she sees any devotee sincerely serving her devotees, she becomes so obliged that she approaches Krishna and she says to Krishna, please accept him as your servant. He is better than me. And Krishna can never refuse the request of Srimati Radharani. So this is the perfection of our meditation. To somehow or other, by serving the servants of Srimati Radharani, to receive her affectionate blessings. And there is nothing else in all of the existence to be attained. Srimati Radharani, she is the proprietor of the heart of Lord Krishna. She steals his heart with her every movement, her every word, her every act of sweet devotion. And therefore she is addressed by the name Hare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of all the Vedic mantras, he chose this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to be the supreme. And as we have heard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not only giving love of God, but he was giving love of God in the supreme, most unparalleled form of the love of Vrindavan. There are many mantras. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe,
Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Shyam Shyam, Radhe Radhe,
Shri Krishna Sharanamam. So many Vaishnava mantras. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed and tasted the sweetness of this mantra as supreme. Because Hare is such an intimate and beautiful way of addressing Srimati Radharani. Because it reveals her supreme position as the conqueror, the stealer of the heart of Sri Krishna. Radha, her love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so deep, so profound, that even Krishna, who is the knower of everything, that was one thing that he didn't know, the supreme position of her love. Krishna says in Gita, Vedaham samatitani varata manani chajuna bhavashani cha bhutani mantu vedana kashtana. He knows everything past, everything in the present, and all things that are yet to come. He also perfectly knows all living beings from within and without. There is only one thing in all of spiritual and material existence that Krishna did not know, and that is what it is that makes Srimati Radharani so blissful upon seeing me. What is the nature of her love? What is the sweetness and happiness that she experiences upon tasting her love for me? And what is it about me that so much attracts her heart to such ecstatic forms of bhakti? So Lord Sri Krishna, in order to taste the divine love of Srimati Radharani, appeared in this world and appears also eternally in the spiritual world as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, the Mahabhava of Srimati Radharani, and Prabhu, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Rasaraj. But not only that, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended into this world to give the love of Srimati Radharani to all living beings. The only price is that we are simply sincere and willing to accept it. And he gave this love through the teachings of the six Goswamis, He gave this love through his own wonderful lila, and it all culminates in bringing fortunate souls to the proper consciousness of serving the Vaishnavas and chanting offenselessly this most sacred and blessed of all mantras.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And there is nothing that so much pleases Srimati Radharani as when she sees her devotees lovingly praising the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Krishna hears us chanting the name Hari, he becomes eternally grateful and pleased that we are glorifying his beloved Srimati Radharani. And when Srimati Radharani sees that we are sincerely calling out the names of Krishna and Ram, Sri Radharaman, there is nothing that makes her more grateful and pleased than seeing the glorification of her eternal beloved, Lord Sri Krishna. So let us celebrate this wonderful benediction in our life of coming to Raval Dham by very loudly and with great feeling and with a very grateful heart chanting the Maha Mantra which Srimati Radharani in her form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is giving us.
Hare!
Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. That Srimati Radharani and Krishna are one and the same personality. There is no difference between the two. They have the one supreme absolute truth has divided into two eternal forms for the purpose of the supreme form of enjoyment. And through their enjoyment, giving all living beings who are part and parcel of them the opportunity to assist in the supreme lila of love. And they become one. It is explained by Jagadananda Pandit in Prema Vivarta that Radha and Krishna, the one became two, but when Krishna wanted to experience the love of Sri Radha, they became one. So which came first? Did the one first become two, or did the two first become one? Jagadananda Pandit explained that in the spiritual realm there is no considerations of such limitations of time. They are both eternally existing. The one, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is eternally experiencing. And the love of Sri Radha for Krishna. And simultaneously, they are eternally separate to enjoy the beautiful lila of Vrindavan. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to this world to invite us all into the wonderful lila of Vrindavan. So let us reconfirm our vows in this holy place
to be the humble servant of the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas, and to very carefully, each and every day, in a prayerful mood, to worship the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
Sri Vajranab, the great grandson of Lord Sri Krishna. He installed this beautiful deity of Lord Sri Balaramji, whose name is also Dauji, which means the elder brother of Sri Krishna. And he is the presiding deity of the southern petal of the lotus of Braj Bhumi. Balaram is explained to be the original spiritual master, because in every way Lord Balaramji is engaged in the loving service of Sri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explained that there is no difference between Balaram and Krishna. They are absolutely identical. The only difference is that Krishna's complexion is black like the monsoon rain cloud, and Balaramji is white like the newly formed spring cloud. But still, Balaram always accepts the position of making wonderful arrangements for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. He expands himself to become Vrindavan Dham. The spiritual world, the land, is the expansion of Lord Balaram. Also the jewelry that the Lord wears, the bed that he lays upon, the clothes that he wears, his slippers, they are all expansions of Lord Balaram, who is always anxious to serve and give pleasure to Krishna in every possible way. Lord Balaram serves Sri Krishna in all the five rasas. Santa Ras has his jewelry, his clothes, his bedstead. Dasya Ras, Sakya Ras, he serves the Lord as a friend in the cowherd pastures of Sri Vrindavan Dham. As elder brother, he serves in Vatsalya Ras, at times serving the Lord with parental affection. And in conjugal Ras, he expands himself as Ananga Manjari, Srimati Radharani's younger sister, to assist this wonderful conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. There are so many beautiful, wonderful stories of Lord Sri Baladev. Bala means strength, Dev means divine. He is the personification of divine strength. Balaram means one who takes pleasure in exhibiting this divine strength. Sometimes he is killing Denukasura in Talavan. Sometimes he is killing Pralambasura in Bandiravan. And sometimes, Srila Prabhupada explains that in this material world there are so many obstructions on the spiritual path. And without spiritual strength coming from Lord Balaram, we can never overcome these obstacles. So devotees should pray to Lord Baladev to give us the necessary spiritual strength to pursue the path of bhakti and engage all of our activities in the loving devotional service of the Lord. In every incarnation, primary incarnations, Lord Balaram expands himself to appear with Lord Sri Krishna. In the form of Vishnu, He appears as the Sheshanag to be his resting place. In the form of Lord Sri Ramchandra, Balaram appeared as the younger brother, Lakshmana. And how in this particular incarnation Lord Balaram exhibited his selfless devotion to his own self in the form of Sri Ram. Lakshman, when Ram was exiled to the forest, Lakshman gave up all of the comforts and royalty of Ayodhya to live in the Dandakaranya forest and Chitrakoot to be beside Sri Ramchandra. He was always acting like a menial servant. When Sita Devi saw Maricha in the form of golden deer, Ram told Lakshman, "You stay here and you watch Sita." But later on, when Maricha cried out, "Lakshman, save me," Sita said, "You go, you go. You save Ram." She said, "There is no danger." He said, "No, you must. You are wanting to stay with me in the absence of your brother to enjoy?" So in this way Lakshman went. Ravana stole Sita. There was a great battle and war. For a whole year they searched for her. The whole Lanka was destroyed. Ravana was killed. When Sita was brought back, Ram said, "I cannot have your hand because you have been touched by another man." So Sita, she said, "I will prove my chastity. I will enter into fire." And it was Lakshman that was ordered by Sita, "Build a funeral pyre." And Lakshman turned to Ram, and Ram said, "Do it." Now we should understand Sita is the incarnation of Srimati Radharani, the most worshipable object of love of Lord Sri Balaram in this incarnation, Lakshman. So with tears in his eyes, he built this funeral pyre. And then he was told to light it so that Sita could lay into it. As the obedient servant, he lit the funeral pyre. And then Sita entered in, and of course, her chastity was proven. The original Sita came out brilliant like millions of suns to show that she had never been unfaithful to Ram for even one second. If she would have forgotten the lotus feet of Ram for even one fraction of a second during Ram were sitting again coronated as the kings, Lakshman was so happy, he was so blissful to serve in every possible way. But then there was some suspicion. Ramchandraji would go out and have his spies find out what people are thinking of him. Because now, can you imagine, if the politicians, the prime ministers and kings were to go to the ordinary people to hear what they were thinking of them. But everyone was praising him. But on one isolated occasion, a low-class man was chastising his wife that, "You are unchaste. You expect me to live like an unchaste woman like that Ram did?" Completely baseless. But still, to set the highest standard, yad yadat charati sreshtas tad tad eve taro jana. That what the great men do, the common men follow. For the sake of showing the right path to the souls of this world, Ram was willing to do anything, sacrifice anything. So he told Lakshman that, "I must banish Sita." Lakshman was stunned What are you saying? Banish Sita. She has proven her chastity. Her life and soul is only for you. How can you even think like this? Ram said that Lakshman, I will not tell Sita. You must tell Sita that she will be exiled for the rest of her life to never see me again. We cannot imagine what a thunderbolt these words were to Lakshmana's heart. Ram said, Sita is very fond of the forest, especially the ashram of Valmiki Muni. You tell her that you're taking her on a vacation, and then you leave her there and tell her she can never come back. Lakshman was begging, he was pleading with Ram that ultimately I will follow whatever order you give. But why create such pain to her? What has she done wrong? One crazy man has spoken with no intelligence at all. Is that reason to banish the love of your life? And also Lakshman understood how much spiritual pain of separation this would cause in the heart of Ram. But it was his order. So he took Sita on the chariot and he began to drive through the forest. And Sita was so happy. She was smiling in such joy to take this wonderful excursion. But then it came when they were reaching the ashram of Valmiki that Lakshman, the whole while, his heart was burning. And when Sita saw that tears were profusely flowing from his eyes and his limbs were trembling in spiritual agony, he was speechless. Sita could understand that he is bringing me to never return. And Sita asked Lakshman, and Lakshman had to explain to her with choked voice that you are being banished for the rest of your life to never see your Lord again. And Sita broke down, weeping and crying. And Lakshman had to endure seeing Sita in this condition. And she simply spoke to Lakshman. And she said, if this is the will of my Lord, then I will gladly follow this instruction. I am only living for his pleasure. If my being banished with a broken heart for the rest of my life will help to assist the mission of my Lord and give pleasure to my Lord Ram, then I am prepared to do it. And Sita became an ascetic living in the ashram of Valmiki Muni. This scene was so pitiable to the heart of Sri Lakshmanji that he resolved in his mind that ever if I or when I appear along with the Supreme Lord Sri Ram, I will become his elder brother. Because as younger brother, I have to obey everything he says. As elder brother, I can give him orders in a mood of loving service. So ever since, he has been elder brother. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the elder brother of Lord Chaitanya. Balaram is elder brother of Krishna. In fact, when Krishna wanted to cleanse the pride of Lord Brahma, the stealing of the calves and the cows. He understood that if Balaram was there, he could never get away with this. So he chose to do it on Balaram's birthday. Correct? It was Balaram's birthday, so Balaram was getting Abhishek, and Yashoda and Nanda were having him give so much charity of cows to Brahmins on that day. So Krishna went out with the rest of the friends. Because if Balaram was there, he would have stopped Brahma from doing like this. And similarly, after, when Krishna wanted to dance on the heads of Kaliya, Balaram was the one who, like the elder brother, kept all the Brijbasis from jumping in and giving their lives. So Balaramji, of course, after Braj Leela, Balaram was favorable toward Duryodhana. And after Bhima killed Duryodhana, when he was laying there in an invalided state, Balaram came ready to destroy everyone. And Krishna's younger brother with folded hands had to explain to him, please be kind upon my devotees. So Balaramji is the original Guru Tattva because in every possible way he is the original servant of the Lord. And we should know Guru is never God, but Guru is always the servant of the Lord. Balaram is God, the original Guru. But all Gurus must take the position of being the humble servant of the previous Acharyas. And Lord Sri Balaramji appears in the avatar of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu as Lord Nityananda Prabhu to freely distribute his mercy in the most incredible and wonderful way. He exhibits the supreme, most unparalleled strength within the realm of divinity. Because we know how Balaram, he killed Vivida Gorilla with one smash in the head. How he killed Pralamba Sura, who is considered the most dangerous, terrible, deadly of all demons, with one crushing blow to the head. He killed Dhenukasura by whirling him around and throwing him into the trees effortlessly like a child playing. When he was in Hastinapur, when he saw that the residents were offending Krishna, with his mighty plow, he separated the whole kingdom of Hastinapur, which was the capital of the whole world, and was about to throw it all in the Ganges, along with Bhishma and Karna and Arjuna and all these great Maharathis. This is his supreme strength. But yet, when Jagai and Madhai smashed him on the head with a pot, and he was bleeding, he could have immediately destroyed those rascals. But instead, with tears of compassion and love in his eyes, he pleaded with them, please, I forgive you for what you've done. Just take the holy name of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his Sudarshan Chakra ready to kill these two asuras, Nityananda Balaram, with folded palms, prayed, please forgive them. Give them love of God. Give them prema bhakti through your holy name. So Balaram exhibited the supreme power and strength in this age of Kali Yuga in the form of Nithai by killing the hearts of the demons and giving them the highest perfection of prema through the chanting of the holy names. Nithai go premanande. The deity, after many years when the Muslims were coming to attack this place, was put into a kund called Kshirasagara, which is just behind the temple. Kshirasagara was excavated at the time of Lord Krishna, when the Brijabasis brought milk from 100,000 cows to bathe Lord Balaraman at this place. And when the Muslims were coming, Aurangzeb and others, his armies, they put the deity in the lake, and for many long years he was forgotten. Nobody knew where he was. But then, just at about the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed to his devotee where he was, and he was brought out of the lake and again installed on the altar.